You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, welcome to the show. I've got the band in. Hey, welcome to Sunday Lunch. Show the band at AIM. We made a little clap.
Hello, yeah.
Now, you're a four-piece band from Brighton.
That's right.
Oh, do you know, I was just doing the traffic. I was talking to you off-air, and, because we've got no traffic at the moment. But you come all the way from Brighton, so what's it been like?
Crossing was manic, and then getting out of Brighton was crazy because of the old Brighton, London to Brighton bike ride.
Oh, cool, chef.
Yeah, no, but we got here.
Right, so let's see if I've got this right. Now, it's your Sonny B, who's vocals.
That's me.
Ross.
That's me, yeah.
Chris.
That's me.
And normally you'd have a drummer called John.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny boy. He's in there. He's surfing at the moment.
Is he?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Not in Brighton?
No, in south of France.
Oh, that's good.
Too much sewage,
isn't it? So, on your Facebook, you've got, let's have a look, Sonny B, naked eating gangsters.
Yeah.
Ross, you've got sleeping grapefruits, boiled eggs. And Chris, you've got guitars, 80s covers and Cyndi Lauper, time after time.
He loves Cyndi Lauper.
This
she kid. Was an 80s chick, wasn't she?
He's an 80s guitarist. He loves it.
He usually has a massive wig and a bandana.
And a massive amp.
What order are we in at the moment? Introduce yourself.
I'll be Chris on lead guitar.
Chris.
Sonny, I'm vocalist and play rhythm.
I'm Ross and I play guitar as well.
Right. First up then, let's get to the name, because it's you're called the AIM. How did that come about? Is there a story behind that?
To be fair, it was... I loved the name when I heard it, and now... Basically, never had the band, but I registered the name years ago just so no one else nicked it. And
he saw the future in it.
Saw the future in it, yeah. So just registered it, and then it's got together, and the boys all liked it as well. So
cool.
Yeah,
man, it's going. You're going well at the moment because you're obviously gigging. You're not just come up here for to visit Brentwood. You're going on to a gig tonight. Aren't you?
Yeah, we're playing at Westfields in Shepherd's Bush, 3:30. Is that right? Yeah, 3:30 on. So,
okay. Very good.
Now we was talking as you come in the studio because it's the only way is Essex around here, isn't it? You're in Essex. They all do their tours and this is where they film it. Yeah, you're right. They're all in Marbs at the moment, so Brentwood's closed for the weekend, I suppose.
Chris loves it. He plays his Gemma, is it?
Indeed, I do.
I'll tell her. I know her. I've done a few. Yeah, she comes into where I do my gigs. She comes in, and I've done a few DJ gigs on the Only West Essex on telly.
Oh, nice!
Brilliant.
Yeah, get the mugshot in behind, you know, like you do. Yeah. So let's get to the music, because for the listeners, how would you describe your musical genre?
It's like a singer-songwriter, but with a soft rock edge, and it sounds very American, to be fair.
Yeah, but modern and contemporary.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. Yeah, yeah, no, it's cool.
And tell us about your musical journey. What made you all want to jump into the music industry? Because it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really tough.
We've all been playing years, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I started about 15 years ago. Sonny's been going for years.
It's only about 11.
I went to music college with Sonny, actually.
Yeah, that's how we met.
11 years ago.
Yeah. God, that makes us feel old, man.
He's got to speak into the mic, so he has to keep leaning down. I keep seeing his head disappear behind the desk, not worrying at times, because the mic's actually focused on his guitar. How did you all meet? Because you're all mates, or how did the band kind of get each member up?
Yeah, I mean, during, obviously, you know, the journey of music, you come across each person, really. I met Sonny...
Friend for a friend,
and you know, you get to jail with each other, and you know, you go from there. So yeah, it's all good.
I didn't get in till late.
No, you joined Christmas, didn't you?
Yeah.
So yeah, so you're the newest member.
He's a new boy.
Yeah.
We're going to do some live stuff, which is great. So we're going to do a track. Should we do a track now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What one are you going to do?
This one's called "Time Goes Astray." It's about making the most out of life, really, saying what you want.
Okay. When you're ready, take it away.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thanks, man.
Great life. Probably even better if you had drums as well. So that obviously goes down well with the crowds. You're, you enjoy doing gigs, I take it, because you're obviously always gigging. And you've got a new EP out. Tell us about, because it's called, your EP's called It Don't All Come At Once.
That's right.
Tell us a little bit about that. Is that off the EP?
That will be the name of the album, that song.
Okay.
It's just a saying that we've all sort of thought about, and Ross come up with it, didn't you?
Yeah, I can't quite remember the concept of it, if I'm honest now.
I was going to lead us into a conversation about the name of the album, man.
We still need to finish writing it off, actually, writing a few more tracks.
Yeah, we've got a couple more to find before we finish the album. The EP is pretty much ready to go, isn't it? We're just it's all been printed at the moment, so just waiting on that.
Who influences your music? I mean, if you could collaborate with someone, who would you go for? Who's closest to what you call?
We're all slightly different.
Yeah.
Chris is obviously Cyndi Lauper.
time after time.
I'm a massive fan of John Mayer. Big influence.
John Mayer. I love Noel Gallagher.
Yeah,
for me,
that's massive difference between Cyndi Lauper. I mean, did she only have one track? That's the only one I remember, because you've got that video. If I fall, I will catch you. That's the one, isn't it?
There you go, she's off.
Girls just want to have fun as well. That was
that was one. Yeah, good God. You don't want to go out and not out with him in his car, would you? You've got to blast that out. You know that So Money Supermarket for track, when he's going along in the car. With that. You can imagine him with Cyndi Lauper coming out. It wouldn't be the same, would it?
He actually does it, though.
There are other sites around, and I've just been free advertising for them. You're obviously gigging at the moment because you're on your way to a gig. What's your ideal gig, though? What's your favourite gig?
I'd probably be venues as opposed to, obviously, like the pubs and the local places, really. We've done a few in Brighton now, which have gone down a storm. We've really enjoyed those. Got a lot of people there, a lot of our normal fans coming along, which is great.
Playing all the foodies as well, aren't we?
Definitely.
Got Bristol, Oxford.
Yeah.
Just basically
played Brighton.
Don't want to play anywhere too grimy, because we wouldn't really go down too well, really.
No, we're quite soft. Like I say, we're soft rock. It's probably sort of more commercial, sort of easy to the ear stuff, you know. We're just plodding along, and whatever comes up, we'll take on and have a go.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to have a couple of ads, and we'll be straight back.
Sure.
Most gun in the world. It could blow your marigolds clean off. Do you feel lucky?
Get lucky this spring with Essex and Suffolk Water's Garden Water Saving Kit, including Trigger Hose Gun, water storing crystals and water stick. Save water and save money. To receive your free kit and more water saving tips, simply visit eswater.co.uk. Click on Saving Water and enter promotional code ESWPHOENIX. Offer open to Essex and Suffolk Water customers and while stocks last.
Now in all this excitement, I've forgotten how many bulbs I've used.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Phoenix Fridays with Papa John's Pizza, Brentwood. At Old Brentwood's, 20th of June. Get your tickets now for Brentwood's biggest live music event. Supported by High Life Luxury Concierge, highlifegroup.co.uk. Four amazing live acts, including BBC TV's Fame Academy star, Pete Brain. Book your tickets now. Go to phoenixfm.com. Tickets £5 in advance or £10 on the door. Friday, 20th of June. It's a Phoenix Friday with Papa John's Pizza, Brentwood.
Hi guys, it's Ryland from Big Brother's Bit on the Side. I want you to join me at the Liberty Shopping Centre in Romford on Saturday the 5th of July for St Francis's Hospice 30th Anniversary Star Walk. Now girls, it's a 10km sponsored walk under the stars and it's going to be fantastic. We've got a Rio Carnival theme, loads of fancy dress, live music and a bunch of firefighters, plus me to entertain you lot at the start.
Register now at sfh.org.uk and be a star for your hospice. Join the Star Walk.
Phoenix FM Events Guide.
Okay, before we go back to the aim, quick look at the Events Guide. If you haven't seen it, it's on the Phoenix FM website at phoenixfm.com. Hit the Events tab and you got all the loads and loads of different type of events coming up between now all through the summer. I'm picking one that's going on today from 7 o'clock, organised by GT Promotions. This is something to do tonight, this is. Country Music Club at the Brentwood Theatre, Shenfield Road. This month, the club welcomes for a special evening of Irish and Country, Daniel Newman, Andrea Burdett and Grant's Country. Cost is only £10. As always, contact the Brentwood Theatre box office 01277 200305. If you missed any of that, simply head over to phoenixfm.com Events Guide.
For more details about these events and many more happening in your local area, go to phoenixfm.com and click on Events Guide.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Your favourite Essex boy. All right, Essex. Do you know what? I was looking now because earlier on we was doing a bit of weather. What's it like, Brighton? Is it warmed up? Because it's a bit cold.
It's a bit overcast.
Is it? Yeah, but same here.
A bit grey, isn't it? Yeah.
But this bloke, look, this is live radio, so they can hear the paper rustling. There was a thing on. We stopped talking to the Anybody's Essex the other day. Did you see the picture of the two boys with the banana slings?
Yeah.
Slings?
Oh.
Well, Harry Durbridge and the other one. Anyway, they got these little slings. And yesterday's son had. Bloke from the Sun, and he's a little bit more chunky than the other two, because he stood on your beach. How dare he? Brighton Beach. And he wore one, look.
No, that's very Brighton.
Yeah, I mean, you can see he's just bought a thong and just kind of pushed it to one side. He's got the double bits, but...
I think the only places you'll get away with wearing that would be Brighton and Marbella. So,
You'd be chased out of town. But imagine, you couldn't go to the bar in one of those if you're sitting down, could you? How'd it stay up?
You could in Brighton, yeah.
Yeah, dangerous, isn't it? You just wouldn't want to bend down. You wouldn't bend down to pick a pound up, would you, around there?
Standing against the wall.
I like the little bit here. It's nuts, you know what I mean? That's fantastic. So you don't see that. Do you know, people come to your gigs all dressed all with those banana thongs, don't they?
Don't let them in,
thong. They come for a song, not a thong.
It's a must.
It's a must. let's quickly talk about... you write music because obviously you write a lot of your own music, don't you? Talk us through that. Who does that bit? Is it something you all get involved with? Do you write the lyrics? Do you do the tunes? Or is it a joint effort, collaboration?
Yeah, I mean, started off when I put the aim together, the us guys, me and Chris sat down, we're playing together. I had a back catalogue of songs I've written over the years. I mean, the one we just played, Tigers of Australia, I wrote that when I was about 12. And then we had... Me and Ross played together in college probably 7-8 years ago, and we wrote one of our songs off the album back then, and we dug it out of the woodwork and probably created something pretty... I love it. I think it's quite a good, pretty good song. I mean, Ross writes, I write. Chris is getting involved in the writing now, so it's all good.
Do you write about things that you know, experiences? I mean, a lot of people, especially a lot of the girls, always say, oh, they always write about their ex-boyfriends and things like that. Do you do that? Not your ex-boyfriends, but do you write songs that things that have happened?
Yeah, I do. To be fair, it's good that Ross is part of the band, because I'm very, very... I write about loss a lot, and I write about, what If I Knew was about my best friend and he was killed. And that's one of the tracks on the album.
And I kind of get blown out more times than a windsock by birds. So, yeah, I find it
not successful. Yeah, and do you know what? I have the ideal tip for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's the banana thong. If you get one, because you've got a blue striped top, so if you can get one that matches, see, there you go out, and job done.
Blue and white, Brian. That's
imagine, right. I mean, you walk along the high street with one of those, and especially in Brentwood, it's like, you know, no one will even notice, like, they all do it. Imagine if I got up now, I was wearing one, because you can only see me up to here, and I kind of walked out, you go, cheeks!
Influence,
right? That's the thing with radio. Luckily, you can't see it. We usually have a webcam on. I think it's lying around somewhere. Hopefully, it's not on the floor looking upwards. Because it is usually sitting on top of there. I just looked at it. I thought, oh my god, it's gone. Where's it gone? Look, should we quit while I'm ahead? Should we do a song?
Yeah.
I know you was talking a minute ago about what song you're going to do next. What song are you going to do next?
It's called We Lived Our Lives, and it's about basically looking back from when you were young and looking back on life now.
Okay, when you're ready, take it away.
to drink. Taxi driver says to me, tell me where you live. Take me anywhere, my friend, I need to rest my way. As you wrap up on the school tonight, was sitting there, I met a friend. We talked about how life's gone by. All the times when we were young, we sit up drinking all night long. And I said,
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, fantastic. Well done. I like that track as well. That was really good. It's got a really catchy, the guitar riff that you're doing is great. Does the drums make much of a difference on the tracks? Does it completely change it live? Or?
It does, yeah. Does energy live, wise, yeah.
Energy, yeah.
Gives it some oomph behind it.
It's really hard.
Yeah, he's trying hard to convert some certain tracks in acoustic.
Today is our first acoustic gig, isn't it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
There you go, live and exclusive on the radio.
Live and exclusive.
In Essex. What's, you have anything embarrassing happening while you're on the road? When you get on stage, you've fallen off or tripped up or dropped the tile? Worn a banana thong? Glittery one?
Well, some of the stuff Ross generally wears is quite embarrassing anyway. Some of his starry shirts and...
Very bright. Is he the louder one?
He is in terms of his fashion, yeah.
So when all the girls run up, his colours, does he jump straight in front of you, like the front of the queue?
Oh, indeed. He is the domination of the band.
Should I always ask bands when they're in if you had like a Big Brother thing and you was all in the house together and you had to go in the diary room and vote off the annoying one in the band, who would you all pick?
John. Yeah, he's not here.
He's not here to defend himself. John, you got to go. You are the weakest link. You've got music at the moment. What about videos? Have you been working on any of those?
I do need to do one.
Yeah. No, we've got to.
Well, dear, though.
Well, dear.
Yeah.
Got to make some reddies first.
Yeah.
Sell some CDs in there. Yeah. Hopefully we can pay towards a video.
And get a couple of them banana phone things.
Talking about gigs, where can people catch you? Obviously, you're heading to London, aren't you, this afternoon?
Yeah, Shepherd's Bush.
Where
and then
is it next?
Foodies.
Yeah, where is that though?
Bristol.
Bristol
Foodies is the next one we've got lined up.
It's funny because quite a lot of the bands that come in are Bristol, Brighton, yeah. Or London. Or we have quite a few come down from kind of Colchester way, kind of heading down. It's kind of those areas. I don't know if it's something to do with the music venues.
Brighton is a huge music scene. I mean, there's pubs and venues everywhere.
Colleges.
Yeah, exactly.
They kind of travel through to London. Westfield are doing quite a few at the moment. There's a lot of live music going on in London. It's a big city. So they kind of come through, visit, and then do that. Usually on tour. Is it something you look at doing, touring?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's something I've always wanted to do, to be fair. Especially with a band, it'd be a right laugh.
Mm. Yeah. We did do a little trip to Wales to do a recording.
Yeah, we've done a
Wales.
Recording CD.
North Wales.
North Wales. Hello, North Wales. Yeah, I have your Welsh. Hello. Hello, boy.
All there was a sheep there.
Yeah, it's just loads of sheep. There.
Can't see it anywhere as Wales, can you?
No.
Hello, boyo. I like your banana patch. Is it a thong? Right. we're going to do another track.
Okay.
Yeah, can we squeeze one in?
Before we
do another track, let's just quickly talk about reality TV. Is it something you'd look at doing? Would you go on to X Factor? Would you go on Britain's Got Talent?
It's not us, is it? I think.
I don't want to be a puppet to know.
And also, like, who are you being judged by, really?
I'm a cow. He's coming to Brentwood, actually. He's meant to be visiting the Sugar Hut.
He's the only one I've listened to, though. He's the only one that's in the music industry.
Bob Barlow, maybe.
Absolutely fantastic.
He was able to avoid tax.
He's what? No, Barlow, pay your tax bill. Or they're not coming on the show. That's the aim.
That's it.
Right, okay, let's do another track. What should we put on?
This one.
I'm trying to say play live.
Yes.
This one's called The One, yeah? We do The One? And it's about trying to make it, really.
Okay. Take it away.
Make it on our own. Someday we'll be.
Spot on.
Cheers.
Does that put you off a few photos in the background?
Yeah,
that's
cool.
How can people get hold of the music if they like it? Is it something you can download at the moment? Can you go to a web page?
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud. Is it soundcloud.com/the-ain-1? Is that it?
No, the AIM Music.
Is it?
That's the Facebook. Just go to www.theamusic.com.
Just Google the AIM.
And when I put the write-up on the Phoenix FM page, I'll put all the links to that so you'll be able to find it nice and easy.
Theamusic.com, that's the main one.
Fantastic. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to speak to you and have some live music.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck on your gig later on.
Cheers, pal.
Hope to come back another time.
Definitely, 100%, mate.
And visit us back here in Essex.
Yes.
And good luck with the EP.
Cheers, pal. Thanks
And the forthcoming album, which I take it is in process at the moment.
It's in work in process. Like I say, we've got to write a couple more tunes, but we will get that done this sort of month.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it.
Cheers, pal. Thanks for having us.
That's the AIM, everybody.
Cheers.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.